Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that you found time in your schedule to join me today as we begin a message that I spoke about yesterday, The Pearl of Great Price. Let me ask a question. Do you love God's Word? Do you understand how beautiful and how precious and wonderful God in His love, reaching out to the future generations, those that were to come after the foundation of the early church, and well, even before the prophets, that He wanted us to know His will, His heart for us. And It is a beautiful expression, and some of it is hard to understand. That's why we have to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to give us understanding, and He is marvelous on being able to do that very thing. It is spiritual truth. You know, it certainly speaks of history, actual verifiable events that occurred in the history of mankind. It's enlightening. The word of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes, right? It's awe-inspiring. It's simply God speaking to us. And in the Old Testament or the Old Covenant, we hear the voice of God speaking to the prophets. And then in turn, the prophets would speak to the people. God spoke to Noah, then He spoke to his children, the people, to Abraham, and then to the people, Moses, then to the people, Daniel, then to the people. So God is a God of communication. And one writer wrote, "The Old Testament is not just the exciting story of a strong and talented people," this is the people of God, Israel, "but the history of divine revelation, a people of faith who produced literature of profound holiness, purity, and power. They rose out of a background, for you know, that's Abraham. God was brought out of Ur of the Chaldees, and he was an idolater, but God revealed Himself. He's the father of the faithful, if you will. And the background of man, I mean, they had fallen so far. Remember, with the flood of Noah, He destroyed the sin and the rebellion, and only Noah and his family were saved. And so as we look at the history of mankind, this incredible miracle of God's dealing with man can only be explained by one thing, that obviously God did it. He originated it, and He sustained it. Throughout the Old Testament, it is always God that is speaking, and in that revelation, there is a foreshadowing of Jesus Christ. He's represented in the tabernacle, in the sacrifices, the feasts of Israel, and so the instruments God used to proclaim His message were men and women from all walks of life. Remember Amos? He was a farmer, I guess you'd say a farmer, yes, a keeper of trees. And God chose whomever He would. He chose Paul, who was highly educated. He used them, filled them with the Spirit of God, and gave them direction so that God's people, not only in that time in which they were living, but generations following, would be inspired by the Word of God. Hebrews, the first chapter, verses 1 and 2 states, "God, after He spoke long ago to the fathers, in the prophets, in many portions and in many ways, in these last days," in other words, the new covenant, "has spoken to us in his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the world. We know that in the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word. Jesus is the Word, the living Word, and by his Word, the worlds were spoken into existence. And so the Old Testament prophetic words and books, the Old Testament revelation concerning the plans of God are completed in Jesus Christ. Remember at the Last Supper, Jesus said, I'm making a new covenant in my blood. And furthermore, Hebrew talks about Jesus being our great high priest. How wonderful that we are, because of the blood, his blood, the great veil of the temple, the literal physical veil was torn in two from the top to the bottom, extraordinarily thick. It was the hand of God doing it to demonstrate to mankind the way has been made that we can now come into the presence of God, which was an honor and a privilege only afforded to one person, the high priest in ancient Israel. And Jesus now is our high priest. And so, beloved, no matter what you're going through at this time, he knows everything about you. He numbers the hairs of your head. He remembers you. He is, hallelujah, the great shepherd of the sheep. He is the divine head of the church, which is his body. He is the head. He is the one that issues the order, just like the head of our body, you know, our feet, our hands, our arms. Those members of our body are not independent. They take orders from the head. It's amazing all the wonderful revelation that was given to those who wrote the scriptures, because they used analogy and ways and parables and things, so did Jesus in his teaching, that we could understand and relate to. And Jesus has all power in heaven and in earth, praise God. And some of you, I know in the spirit, are going through really difficult times. You've been really embattled of late, more so than at any other time in your life, perhaps. And you may feel like you simply aren't worth very much. You can feel that you're a failure, that you really don't have any great future ahead. Or you could be fairly successful in your personal life. You may feel you've prospered to a great degree, but inside of you, there's that nagging sense, that conviction that you really would like to be a better Christian, that there's more than you've known up to the present. Well, beloved, regardless of where you find yourself, let me encourage you to know that God loves you so very much. That's the simplest of messages, but one that I don't think we have not been able to grasp the fullness of that, the height, the depth, the breadth of the love of God, which passes understanding. That Paul said, I mean, we can't, our little finite minds simply cannot grasp the degree of God's love. Maybe you feel that there's not much ahead for you. You may be up in years, or you may be young in years, just beginning your life, and you feel that, you know, you don't even know where to turn. You just need a sense of stability, a sense of assurance of this relationship that you have with Jesus. And the writer of Hebrews tells us that nothing is impossible when we work with and in cooperation with the Spirit of God. We cannot lay hold of the depths of the mysteries of the good news while a child can understand it. The longer, as I said, I've walked with the Lord, the more amazed and overwhelmed and overcome I am by the sacrifice that the Trinity was willing to do. It wasn't just Jesus. I remember once I was in a very painful time in my life, and I was just crying, not for myself, but on behalf of a loved one. And it was like, you know, I've heard preached that, well, the Father turned his face away from Jesus because he just could not bear to look upon evil. The Word says his eyes are purer, that he cannot look upon evil. But And I believe there's more than one interpretation to Scripture. At least this is my opinion. But I felt at that moment, God's comfort to me was that just as I was grieving in behalf of what was going on in this loved one's life, that the Father was so overwhelmed by the obedience and the suffering that Jesus was going through, he had to turn his face away because he saw the pain and the hurt of his beloved son, and his own heart was being wounded. Can you imagine all of heaven, the good angels, the Holy Spirit? I mean, they must have just stood still as they beheld those moments when the darling of heaven, Jesus Christ, came to endure the abuse and the ridicule and the torment and the suffering, the physical anguish of what he was going through, besides the, you know, all of his disciples deserted him except for John. Mary was there, a few of the women, and the Father understands what it is to experience pain. And so, beloved, there are some things I want to share with you that, you know, I've been a kind of person, you know, as I've shared, I grew up in Christianity, then I turned my back on it. We have to experience things for ourselves. You know, I was one of the biggest skeptics, but God, in a glorious way, showed himself real to me. That was the first prayer I ever prayed. God, if you're real, make yourself real to me. And he changed a rebellious, cynical, hardened heart to one that God called into the ministry and offers praise to him who is worthy of all praise. Beloved, he wants to transform our lives. He's done it, but there's yet more to come. So I invite you to stay with me on this journey as we go into the Word of God to perhaps change your understanding of how much God values you, each of his children. He's no respecter of persons. Well, beloved, I love you very much, and I invite you to write. The announcer will share our contact information, and if you'd like a personal letter, I invite you to share your mailing address. However, if you choose the convenience of email, I will definitely confirm and pray. But if you want a personal answer, share that address, never to be shared. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.